A little interesting. It's going to get it.
In the presentation, it's about visual comfort with a lead at restaurants and their sonic noise. I have presented my PhD in Barcelona 1 year ago, and I'm working between Barcelona and Bilbao. I got a PhD scholarship with Basque government, and now I'm trying to continue with this topic. So, the presentation in this will be first introduction, after player simulation by TGP, next tumor-based baseline modeling simulation by daylight autonomy, and following case studio as restaurant, and finally conclusion and some future works as well. So, I'm interested in visual comfort, and especially the complex aspects of visual comfort as a complex extent, so to achieve heterogeneity and dynamics. So, apart from light perception and light level parameters and color parameters of light, I'm interested in the type of planes and the transition between different planes. And what's the objective? To regulate attention, because I think the quality of attention is very important. The attention should be 10 minutes to focus on in one word. So this another place could be useful to increase efficiency. So there are some problems to control properly the light. Especially in activity, we need a considerable time inside of the building, but as well as outside at restaurants. This kind of the problem is very common in Barcelona, especially. So this is because this is common restaurant in the seafront, and we have very glaring outside and dark perception, because with enough light, with enough illuminance above of 300 luxes, the perception indoor is dark, as continued with Christoph diagram. So this is because in the sky, this reason we have a lot of bigger light contribution. So this is generates a contrast and indoor dark indoors, and especially on the outside as well, we have problems with displays and with direct sunlight. Also, it's very different winter and summer. The tolerance is very different because the direct sun in winter we tolerate more. The acceptance of tolerance is different. So this is Barcelona, the Barcelona neighborhood of Barcelona. This is the fishing old town district, but now there are a lot of restaurants there in at seafront, and the surrounds is the Basque country town in San Sebastian. They have a large seafront as well, with a lot of restaurants with very high outdoor demand. So we can see that there is almost half lately has passed. Almost all are located on the seafront, or some inns are out a little bit less because they are in the town. But almost all of them there are places on the ground floor. So, from according to the restaurants of Barceloneta, these were 56 restaurants facade. So we can see that they have a window, almost all cases have window with outside views, and almost half cases with highly gaze facade. But for new and retrofit cases, all of them have highly glazed facade. So I would like continue to test if the light simulations will be interesting tool for hotel industry and tourism as well as a restaurant, because this colorful kind of restaurant could be interesting to know the simulator. So this is the diagram to analyze the visual comfort by simulation first for luminous distribution according to glare and a mean DGP index, and the luminous distribution according to climate-based daylight modeling with mean daylight index. The DGP I try to compare with different work planes, and being the light autonomy, just one work plane. And the color, until now, I haven't taken account, but in future work, I will take account the color aspect as well. So, the glare simulation DGP, the aspects I have to take account for Eva Glare, that we need the HDR pictures with a fisheye projection, the incoming illuminance, and especially for indoors, and the retinal luminance, and contrast between glasses and background. We need a balance between glasses and background, that's Clotilde, that 16 degree angle solid. And incoming luminance higher than 380 luxes, and the sun luminance should be calibrated. Okay, but when I started, I had doubts to assess highly glazed facade because what is the outdoor plane contribution in this system? So, however, it's considered that with its relevant transition, especially for attention quality, okay, and to rest a breakaway. Okay, so when we return to outdoor, had happened with overall lesson. I focus on what happened with outdoor view with overall descent. So I detected that there are three work planes especially in that activity. First one is toward to subvision field, it's a work plane, and the second toward to around background, that is the relation plane, and the third one toward to outdoor visual field, out plane. Okay, and then in DGP I have problem with out plane. But these another two planes, work plane or glassy view, would be okay. What happened with outdoor plane? That there are very high outdoor conditions with very high luminance ratings. They don't have the contrast between glasses and background that is used to in indoors. So this is the problem for me, and perhaps I will continue with this topic to achieve how I can get these glare conditions to get some results for outdoor views, visual comfort conditions. So this is the situation with the work plane towards the table, relation plane towards the person, and the out plane as a window. And what happened that the work plane could be different because depending on the time and the accuracy of the attention could be different visual conditions, okay? Especially in this time and accuracy of attention. So this is the luminance distribution. I first take photographs and then to calibrate the simulations. So I take it these real photographs and DGP results, then to have a simulation and then to have a model test bed to analyze the window system. So that's the important that I add incoming illuminance vertical from the work plane, and with C default option I took the glare source only with that option. So this is going to turn glare with Diva, then because the simulations of a model I have get by Diva. So I have medium quality because the photograph's result is next to for medium than highly quality, because with high quality I have different vertical illuminance. So with clear sky with sun, and with the 22 of ULAB at 11 o'clock, at 11 o'clock, of solar data, PSI, radiance parameter will be low, medium, and the image size and geometry density, default. So I used also for Diva, I used Handley with 10.5 because I have an horizontal illuminance data. So I need to change with Handley. I put the illuminance measurement illuminance data. Okay. And this from a climate-based line modeling, I use the three-phase method. Now I'm trying with five-phase method. I have get some results, but I have to take care and compare between 3 and 5 because I think it would be interesting for Barcelona sky because we have very direct components of the sky, so it could be interesting. And let me see in the future. So I use a prismatic field. Okay, so I use this three-phase method as a first view matrix by error control program, after the light matrix by error flux matrix program, after a transmission matrix by Santa Vasconcelos PhD file as an XML file. The file, and then for glazing I use Windows 7 software, and then a sky matrix with Henry matrix, and finally this is time step and MTSOP. So this is Diva Meli by Diva simulation without complex fenestration system, because until now Diva doesn't work for the light autonomy with complex fenestration, but just important ideas. So this is occupancy schedule for 11 to 5 a year, 300 lattice target illuminance, and the radiance parameter will be low because the goal is to have some results to attempt to try to what kind of results are, and not the detailed specific rendering or specific results. I'm looking for the tendons and how each facade works. So the parameters of pointing time luminance is the same in the sky, 22 of July at 11 solar time. So those are the simulation of real restaurants. So that I use to have calibration of simulations, and after I get the virtual restaurant prototype to see a real window contribution, or real or better real contribution. So I have highly it was designed between overhang, glaze and window, and a prismatic field. So I have at the left a highly glazed facade, and at the right with prismatic field. So the first highly glazed facade, large window, and a small window. So these are the luminous distribution. We can see that the first work plane will have the pavement. It is at the top is highly very resistant, and the other one are the prismatic field. So in the first row we can see that in the work plane one the pavement is very important, could be glazed as well. In the second work plane we have very high luminance outdoor, and could be glazing as well. And the out plane we can test it because it is the result that they are not reliable. So I have to work more in deep because I have with B option semi jam that I could go up the luminous ratchet, could be better, but the glaring discomfort scaling also could be a little different according to tip, accuracy, and that's the parameter that I have to say. So this is with a large window for work plane, second plane, and third plane, and we can see in the work plane that the large window contribution will have less glare for pavement. So it means that only highly glazed facade is not make sense the bottom part of the facade. So in the second in the work plane you can see we have the same picture. So that in this way the bottom part doesn't work. So it could be the same, but from point of view of heat could be different. And the outdoor is the similar situation. And with a small window, the perception is totally different. In the work plane, we haven't got any pavement possibility of glaring or glare source, so it was very balanced. In the second, the outside view is not so glaring. with the same luminance, but less solid tunnel and less surfaces. So the VGP low very much is lower, and with a prismatic field, we can see here in the second plane, in the second row, we have more better light distribution. And with the outdoor view, it has similarities with indoor situations, with glare source and background, and it works better from VGP as well. So these are that in the world plane one, we have a very 36, like we have this pavement, blading pavement. In the second plane, we can see that the small window works very well. And in the third plane, with the first cases, I couldn't test it. And with the third one, it's a little bit also very high VGP. But between everything, this is because the rating as well, there are very high, and this is the view is large as well. And I put the mean arithmetic and the mean geometric as well, and from this small window it could work better, but I have to work better with the third plane. So therefore perhaps the mean that I perceived is that Heidi Glaze facade, a large window facade, will be close to the disturbing glare, and with a small window we close to imperceptible glare. So that is the graphical explanation, with the small window with high and large window. So the glare concepts are the possible factors to introduce to type of the plane of the activity, with glare ratings, with the time of attention, accuracy of attention, spatial contrast also could be interesting with a small solid angles, but much solid, much this kind of small glaring point could be also disturbing. So and glare situations. So if it have sense, I could continue to work in that. So this is the pointing time luminance versus. We can see that the prismatic film, every prismatic film works better. And why is that? Because highly glazed facade and large window, the overhang is in the top. And we can use the direct sunlight. Otherwise, with prismatic film, that is in above, below the overhang, so the direct light we can use. So because the transmittance of highly is always better than reflectance, so that is the reason. And the prismatic film from a small window, I think that it works very well. I have this pointing time luminance then to check the light autonomy result from three phase method. So this is three-phase method and give us pointing time luminance difference. So I see a little bit that the three-phase method has a little bit higher results, especially with highly glazed, but I don't know why. Well, I will have to check if the three-phase method I have to go down or if I have to go up, or I don't know what is the reason. But that is, and always with a small frame works better. So this is the three-phase method, the results upload to DIVA, this reason. So here we have a highly glazed facade and a large window, we have the same performance. And a small frame, we have less daylight autonomy results, but also they are enough, because this, in this graph we can see that all of data are next to the facade, especially are above 80%. So we can see that all window systems are above of 80% of daylight autonomy. We can comparison mean and standard deviation. We can see that with the prismatic field works better. We have more mean, and the lesson standard deviation we have less. We can see in the third graph that all prismatic fields have less less relation. But with the small, I don't know what happened, but it's a little bit higher. I think that is because there are higher illuminance data. So, as a conclusion, also the calculation is more complicated, and for some extent will be not make sense. But for some cases, a different work of contribution as a plane, outdoor, out, or side plane. Put a smooth light perception, increasing or decreasing workplace perception, so I'm keeping better attention. So each activity or each work plane will have different visual comfort conditions and possible glare condition scaling as well, and according to the time and time and frequency of attention, we have from illuminance, I don't know why, but we have for illuminance, we have for different activities, we have tables that we said what's the minimal conditions relaxes, and from glare también could be something similar, I don't know. So I have to check why the surfacing method and DRAM results have this this oscillation, especially in bonding time. And select by a small window combined by prismatic field tends to provide less probability than my glare, but it does provide a little less light amount, but it could be enough. So we can generate intimate and comfortable atmosphere, sometimes less is more, it's typical phrase, but I think that in this kind could be interesting. And level and perception are different requirements, so could work better separately, and combine outplane, redirect system, indirect light, given light, we can achieve more heterogeneous and dynamic atmosphere. So, from future works, I said that the color could be interesting to this kind, especially for this kind of, especially with Barcelona sky as well, with we have very hard direct light contribution. Indoor perfection is dark because we have a high contrast. Including warm colors, we can see more luminosity, so with the same illuminance data, so it could be interesting. And so as this plane, out of the work plane, that I am hitting all of workshop, that the contribution of direct sunlight, so having direct light could be comfortable with more glare acceptance, so this kind of, I think that if I could have this type of plane that don't disturb the work plane, we can take account the direct sunlight patches as well. So, and the color could change much the perception. Okay, so much.
Some questions.
Yeah.
You clearly been programmed to be getting everyone in the mood for something.
So, a quick question about the applicability of DGP to this circumstance, because it was designed for office tasks, and clearly eating at a restaurant is sort of different.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Jan's already writing the proposal.
I'm already writing a resume.
This would be a great research.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
If you could get funding for going out to restaurants in Switzerland, that would be amazing.
The
co-founding
factor is
the
type of thing.
What do you think?
I think definitely you cannot apply the thresholds, but maybe you could think of you use the method, but and the other thing is outdoor neighbors, or if you are really close and if you are outside, I don't think you can use it. If you have the other two view directions in the room and so on, you can probably use the metric or the equation, let's say like this, to distinguish between situations which have more glare or less glare. Mm-hmm. But you cannot use the threshold saying, okay, this is perceptible or imperceptible, because the task is totally different, and I would not use it. But you can, I can imagine you can distinguish situations to say, okay, this one has more glare than the other one, mm-hmm. so you can make a ranking, but saying this is good and this is bad is, I don't think you can do that without doing user assessments. I would not feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
And for outdoors, for outdoors, you can probably look at visibility glare, mm-hmm. which might be more appropriate. Which you can actually also evaluate the divide there. I have some equation put in there. Mm-hmm. So the equation for visibility glare.
Mm-hmm.
At least to have an indication. If you, let's say if you have visibility glare, then the people have problems seeing the food. So you can at least detect this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it correct at all to make an average over different view directions for GCP? Because that was what we did also, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Because if it is a maximum, right, I would make the maximum in this case.
Well, it depends, you know, if you can change your viewing direction, but in a restaurant it might be tricky to I would not do an average make sense. Either you look at the maximum or at the minimum, depending on your
Could you try to correlate like user satisfaction against the figures you're getting? So it's like you had a glare rating that said perhaps this is a good restaurant. Is this possible to ask the people?
Yes.
Do a survey.
I did for a group of customers, like 10 people. Mm-hmm. So yes, I asked to these 56 restaurants how they were the outdoor views, and every restaurant said me that the tables that next to the facade, they are the first one that they book. Every restaurant. I don't know, it could be cultural, I think. But that's the reason that I started to do this work. And with this team, this group, they said that I checked with them the place and the highly glazed and small window. And usually they said that sometimes with less light, they have better atmosphere to speak and to get attention in the food and the outdoor, because you have outdoor as well. So that is the. But I know that 10 person or 10 people is very low to have attendance and to have good results for that.
So perhaps in light of the comments, maybe it's just useful to establish the usefulness of using that metric against what people actually feel.
Yeah.
Another thought that occurred to me with, if you're shrinking the size of the window, then you could create an aperture problem that might create severe glare for people sitting further in to the restaurant. So that's something to consider, because the tables at the outside, although they might get filled first, they're still the minority of tables in most restaurants.
I think this is very interesting work, and obviously very important to a tourist economy, particularly when there's, you know, in the Sun Belt, wherever that happens to be in the world, where you're most of the time having a number of restaurants, you're dealing with very powerful personalities who want a themed environment of some sort or other, and somehow a lot of metrics sort of slip under the table. And I think the fact that you're looking at a number of restaurants in a specific area to boost the economy through the tourist boards and so on, I think it's really interesting work. And you know, bravo for taking that on.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.